Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I am so grateful you've joined me for today's weekday meditation. I know how powerful this is. People ask me occasionally, Chuck, where do you get the content for these weekday meditations? And the truth is, they are what I have meditated with already in my own personal life. I've come to the Lord and I've had these same prayers and I've offered up these same thanksgivings and I've offered up these same scriptures as a way for us to grow in our faith and to receive daily peace and direction and power in our life. So I want to go back to Proverbs 19, where we were yesterday. And in verse 8, there's this powerful statement that Solomon writes to his son that says, "To acquire wisdom is to love yourself. People who cherish understanding will prosper." This is one of the most beautiful verses. The promise made here is that we can acquire wisdom, and that when we do, it is a sense of self-love in the most appropriate and loving way. You know, Jesus said we're to love God and we're to love others as we love ourselves. There is a way in which we as followers of Jesus are to love ourselves, and the scriptures say that one of the ways that we do that appropriately is that we acquire wisdom. Now, to do that, we have to recognize that all wisdom comes from on high. All wisdom comes from God. It is heaven sent. And then it assures us that people who cherish that understanding, we will prosper. And you know, the Bible, that word prosper doesn't always mean in the sense that we believe it will be financial gain. It is in the sense of peace in our life, which is the greatest commodity that we could ever have. So let's prepare to meditate today, knowing that we need wisdom. And join me in this prayer. Lord, today would you give me heaven-sent wisdom so that I might love me well, so that I can love others better. Lord, I want to cherish the understanding that comes from you, that I might prosper in your peace and in your rest, in your hope and in your joy. Now let's prepare to meditate as we just find ourselves at ease, find a place where there is quietude. Maybe it's headsets, or maybe it's pulling off the side of the road. Possibly it's literally just stopping somewhere in your home and plopping down in your favorite chair. And then just let your muscles get relaxed and take a moment, take a deep breath with me. And treat these breaths as like it's a door that you're leaving the hectic pace of this world and stepping into the presence of God. And now in your time and sense of meditation, would you tell the Lord that you're grateful for something today? What is it you're grateful for? And then tell the Lord one thing today that you need wisdom in. Lord, today I need great wisdom in, and then you finish that and ask him to give you that wisdom. And then boldly come before the Lord and let him know that you long to prosper in his understanding. And how would that look like? Let the Lord know that you desire to prosper in his understanding. And now I want to give you just a few moments where you can just listen to the Lord. Let him pour wisdom into your life. People ask me, Chuck, how do you know God's speaking to you? And honestly, more often than not, it's when I take the time of quietude, I've begun to realize and understand when he is prompting my heart, or when he is directing my soul, when he's really putting something in my heart that I can't get away from. And I believe there are times I've audibly heard from God. And so I want to invite you to just take quietude and solitude. Listen to him. I'll mind the time and be back in a few moments. Well, thanks again for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to encourage you to remember that to acquire wisdom is to love yourself, and that people who cherish understanding will indeed prosper. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I hope you'll share these on your social media platforms and share them by email with your friends who probably need a little peace, a little power, and a little direction for their day as well. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.